Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lottigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber bunts towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Siebert moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ambler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Trosky scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball towards left. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Keltner scores. Pitlock moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Averill throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Siebert trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Nelson goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lottigiani moves to second. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Werber steals second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ambler bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Heath moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-4 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lodigiani strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell moves to third. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.